Day 311, or November the 7th. Don't just take my word for it. Our thoughts today are rooted in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul's second missionary journey takes him through Asia Minor, or present-day Turkey, and on into Europe as he travels the full length of Greece from north to south. We learn of groups of European believers in Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea, and Athens. And now today's action step. There are many ways to describe a group of believers. You may describe them by the way they worship or dress or by their major attribute or belief. The fellowship at Berea was marked out by its attitude to the scriptures. A common mistake today is to see a group described as evangelicals and assume that simply means they preach the gospel. Well, hopefully that is true, but the proper word for that is evangelists, i.e. people devoted to spreading the gospel and trying to persuade others to become Christians. To be an evangelical means more than that. It means your life's foundation is the Word of God, and evangelism comes out of that and provides a sound basis for the whole of life. By this definition, the Bereans appear to be evangelicals. Spreading the gospel is vital and the very lifeblood of the church, but without a firm grounding in the Bible, making converts into disciples can be a very difficult task. Being an evangelical is not without its problems, as some parts of the Bible are really difficult to understand. However, not being an evangelical makes you more susceptible to the whims of others, some who think their scholarly qualifications enable them to correct the Bible when it disagrees with their beliefs. Be sure to use the Bible as your litmus test for everything you believe.